resist concepts like standardized education, IQ, genetics, and individual socioeconomics. Preface. A world-renowned publication has published an article with a title so evil and stupid that as they exit the field of journalism, the rest of us enter a new era where we must remind each other that we are all amazing and fully capable of genius. The article hit on four disgusting myths in a single line, and just the headline alone. Effective education, IQ, genetics, and culture and poverty. I'm going to try to be brief, because this is a world emergency, and there is no time to mix up and tangle subjects here. IQ does not apply to people outside of healing and therapy. It has no meaning outside of a competent therapist's office. It is a tool for a therapist. The people who swear that they are stupid, who always get bad grades and say things like, "I just don't get math and I hate homework," are not less intelligent. In fact, they may be predisposed to be more intelligent, but that doesn't even matter because it's such a small predisposition that it just blends away with a ham sandwich. Their upbringing simply did not introduce them or indoctrinate them into memorization, freaking out about 4.0 GPA, and kissing ass. They feel unintelligent because they think everyone else understands what is on the test. But nobody comprehends those formulas, because that would require a real school, a real education, and a real teacher who is well equipped to explain the subjects. One famous intellectual explains that high school is all about indoctrination, completely skips over college, and says that it all starts at the university. But no. It starts by resisting anything and everything that pushes us away from our curiosities. It is following the path of our noblest curiosities that brings us real education. See, to really learn, the weird kid that does not freak out when touching bugs needs a microscope to appreciate what he is holding in his hand, to see the eyes, to see the different faces, to see how unusually similar all creatures on Earth are. You see, he's a natural-born medical scientist. And when a school tears him away from his curiosities and jams him into standardized education where he has to pretend to know what he's doing by memorizing the formulas, that completely destroys his mind. The university actually ends people. After all the years of hoop jumping, their curiosities are so torn apart that it will take decades to recover. To say that education does increase IQ is to state that sky is blue. That getting out of the house, visiting the library, listening to inspiring lectures, reading books increases IQ. Come on, come on! School doesn't do anything. It's not real. Just being out there is increasing a person's IQ. Being able to go to a library, being able to travel, being safe from broken things. What is actually increasing IQ is healthy living, stress-free time in a person's life where they can think and experience and pick up facts from all over the place. Schools are just piggybacking on that and taking the credit for it. They are meant to be our greatest invention, and they do nothing. When we grow in knowledge, especially if it comes from loved and respected authors that narrate their own life-changing books, when you hear, "Fuck, not another Phylum," 5 miles into your midnight jog, you don't just reach out for knowledge. It reaches out to grab you, and often by your own funny bone. When you compare beautiful books to standardized education, you come away realizing that schools push people away from education. The stupid title of the article further underlines that education can't fix genetics. And this is pure elitist, holier-than-thou evil. This is a dangerous concept to be messing around with. And this is what dictators really love. Genetics aren't that big of a deal. We share genetics with a tomato or a banana, and we can alter it in a really powerful way by having a ham sandwich, some protein, or some healthy carbs. Whatever genetics you got, pushing stress away and having a potato and a good walk in the park, and especially not listening to people who are inconvenienced by your existence, will multiply your powers by 10, if not 100, maybe 1,000. Genetics are an extremely weak force. There is nothing to it. In every way, we're all the same. We're a family. There's no special, whoa, I'm smarter than you. That's just people who practiced, who've done all the things 1,000 times, and then they come around pretending that this is all, it just comes to me naturally. No, it doesn't. It can't. Complex things don't work that way. That impressive programmer that always gets stuff done, he's got 15 years of experience from multiple languages because he enjoys programming. That's not genetics. In fact, it is an insult to say such a thing. Because even though he enjoyed learning, it was still quite a challenge to stand up against people that push him away from it, to stand up against educational institutions that are nothing but fake, even to give up a career because it's full of people who are not educated for real. It's quite a challenge. And calling his intelligence genetics is a silly insult. Genetics has no influence on your education. It never had, never will. The problem is that the education that we are getting right now is not effective. It is not real education. It is ineffective education. The teachers are playing make-believe to take a paycheck home so that they can put food on their table. They are not interested in teaching you because they can't. Real education is self-directed. It follows a path of personal curiosities. you can't remember what you pass on a test once or twice or thrice. You have to circle around the thing throughout your entire existence. Every 2 years, every 6 months, every 5 years maybe. But you're always returning to it. You're always in it. That's how you learn. That's how you keep what you have learned. Tests and certificates? Come on. Come on. We all know this. Make no mistake. This genetics nonsense is an evil topic. And schools are tolerating drug use because it is lifting their performance statistics. They are over-medicating some of their students to make them sit still and listen and focus. You see? It's not just, oh, come on, we're just cramming to move on. No. Once you do something fake, it's going to be taken to another step. And there's going to be a kid somewhere who's getting medication that he doesn't need just so that the teacher can pretend and keep getting paid. Authenticity. Only the road towards authentic and meaningful and lasting and effective education will work out for us. Everything else will just result in fake schools, in more criminals, in more prisons, and industries lining up around all the fake stuff to make more money. If you're having trouble believing this, imagine an American judge from the South from 50 or 100 years ago. Look at the zeal with which he follows all the laws, dot for dot. He's wrong. His ideas are wrong. He's tearing a nation apart, families apart. The same thing is happening today with the way criminal justice works. Very powerful people who have great authority over entire cities have misled themselves and perpetuated myths that create the problems that we are dealing with. Real education would pay the students and give them a safe home so that they can live in an environment where they are stress-free, where they can dream, where they can rise, where they have a passport and they can travel. Because adventure is at the core of comprehension, of real education. To be able to see the melting glaciers. To be able to see the part of the world that moves you to tears, is really important when getting a real education. Graduation cannot be marked by a diploma when the time is up. Oh my gosh, that is so fake. We're not noticing these things because we're indoctrinated into a culture that has accepted them. But we can't be like this. A piece of paper doesn't mean you have an education. In a real school, you graduate when you build a series of startups and one of them works out. Schools are basically small startup accelerators. And failure, if that occurs, it becomes just another lecture. Students can just return to school and try again. The whole point of graduation is not to fake it, but to rise. To rise in knowledge. Just because you defended something for a PhD doesn't mean you have a real education either. And you know it. Real education and real graduation is profound. Which leads us to the final point. Indoctrination and socioeconomics. And I will not even look up the precise definition of this crap in a dictionary. It's a stupid word. Socio is about culture and economics in the context of a background of a person. Is about their level of poverty. Once humanity does start having real schools, we will view ending of poverty as the cost of using the concept of money. We will stop making the world chained by poverty and start lifting it. It is true that it is just a number, and the randomness that is ever so carefully watched by all those analysts is as stupid as the title of the article that spawned this whole poem. Paying attention to market fluctuations or some other random emergent phenomena that arises from some fundamental principles is madness. It is the same as searching for messages on a TV tuned to a dead channel. Humanity is better than this. It must become better than this. If you live in a large city, chances are you were born into it while nuclear weapons had their coordinates programmed inside their software. That's not okay. This is not the world that is worthy of the future generations. It requires a lot of work. No, you may not worship some financial noise, but you can have a proper spreadsheet with all the numbers and all the resources. Until financial institutions wisen up and earn the trust of all the world's people, the world may need a universal bank with a smart debit card that is smart enough to prevent inflation. This is a temporary transitional bank that does not keep track of debt because it's attempting to help humanity grow. The debit card resets at midnight to a very respectable sum that will take the stress of living in poverty away. Merchants that will artificially raise prices will be suspended, and wiser merchants will take their place. Real schools will fix this eventually. So schools kind of have to come first. But really, both things, end of poverty and increase in the world's education level by means of real and effective schools, all have to play out at once. Poverty and education are the two different sides of the same coin. They have to end both at once. Which leads me to the subject of culture or indoctrination. We listen to our elders all too much. They are not gods. They are just perpetuating very convenient myths. Decision-making outside of real education never travels very far. It is like daydreaming about becoming an astronaut. It never works out. Or just inventing another alternative medicine or workout fad. It's fake. Growing up requires real education. There is no growing up without it. There's just aging. And that does not make a person a grown-up. We have to put a lot of work in our own education. All cultures must grow and abandon all the bad ideas to history. We must all converge on world peace in knowledge, in wisdom, and in our greatness. A culture does little to prevent a person from inheriting a universe of wisdom from 10,000 narrated books at the local library. Right now, the most powerful form of education is self-education, which is started by means of thousands of well-narrated books. Let me make this clear. The first real and effective schools that are worthy of all the future generations are yet to be had. Those who take the path of real self-education and grow all the way up until they become great beings will eventually come together in a group powerful enough to build real schools, to make real schools a reality, and to protect them. The real schools are going to be humanity's greatest invention.